The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Are you with me? Francis Brennan's here, everybody. Wow. Very nice.
Good afternoon.
Did you know today, Francis, is International Mosquito Day? Did you know that?
I didn't until I was going in the car and I heard you, because actually the stereo on that is brilliant in the car. On the mosquito. You'd swear he was in the car.
He's there, look.
Is he?
Yeah, there you go.
I got him. I got him.
You got him. That's there the way to now. Do CJ, and that's how you kill a mosquito if you need to.
So it's a good start anyway. We're standing. I believe that's very good. That's what we should be doing.
I come in and I see you standing. I think, oh, they're going to lift me 100, the two of them. Because yesterday was the radio was all about standing at work.
It's better for your health, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. And they say it's much better for everything. And everything moves correctly and it aligns itself correctly and everything is perfect.
Not good. It doesn't bode well if you sit at a desk or drive a car or a truck.
Well,
or
I say everybody in offices are terrified today. They're all trying to push the chair back and stand up. You know those little partitions that be like little rabbit's heads.
They're standing up on the computer.
The meerkats popping up over the partitions in the offices all around Ireland.
Now, we couldn't talk to you, Franz, without playing this in the background. At your service, theme tune. There it is.
Oh, yes.
Is this the last series of this?
Sure, I don't know. I work for RT and you do too, and you don't know where you're going to be next year.
You know, we just kind of go day to day.
Yeah. No, listen, we have done eight years. Isn't that a long time?
That's years?
Incredible. Yeah. And it's still very, very popular, you know?
It's my favourite programme on the television.
But you do have OCD and you're...
Oh, no, I'm anal about stuff being just exactly right and I like certain things. But I did use you one night to help me in an argument.
Oh,
and
you?
I think I'm correct.
And did you
I think I remember it right. Well, they just trusted me because I said, Francis Brennan said...
Oh, they shut up then, did they?
Toilet roll. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Definitely
over,
use it.
Over.
Definitely use
over.
It.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Do you know something? Somebody sent, actually two people in the last month sent me a card with that on the front cover, over or under, who's right. Imagine now, so I should have trademarked it all those years ago.
You should have.
And put it up there, would have made a fortune with the cards alone.
Well, I certainly use it because I have to say there's nothing that irritates me more.
But what worries me about it is that when I die, now, and in Kerry particularly.
That's who you'll be remembered for.
No, they always bring the football and the jersey to the coffin. There'll be a toilet roll and a pillowcase for me. Isn't that frantic?
Because the pillowcase is the other
just
one.
Just make sure the pillowcase is iron, for God's sake.
Now, Nicky, are you listening?
I'm listening.
Your pillowcase opening goes in towards the room, away from the door.
Oh, yes, listen.
Yes, it does. That,
can I just say, my mom in particular, she is like, my mates used to knock at the door, and still, to this day, when you first meet her, she'll say, I've nothing done. That's my mom's famous saying, I've nothing done. And the house would be spick and span. Never a cup out of place, but she always has nothing done. She'll make the bed, she'll turn everything in, the corners of the bed have to be perfect, the creases
the
in
corners,
the bed, everything's folded back perfectly. It's like, so this is pretty much out of your right out of your book, isn't it really?
You feel at home with me.
Yeah. Mom, is that you?
So you want to have them turning in, because a lot of people don't really, they just kind of fire something
on the bed. If you look at her room, it looks lovely when everything's going, like the openings are away from you, because the closed ends look towards it, so it gives you a much better clean feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a thing for you now tonight, Jenny. Another one.
Listen,
you'll be exhausted.
I'm all, because I have to say, I love to have everything matching as well. You know, obviously the bed.
A
the
set.
Bed
lid.
You want set.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have difficulty because I get abused at home for being particular about having the full set on. Why put, you know, a random pillowcase on with a white spread?
Yeah. Mm.
You just
that's the boys. It's like socks and boys. They get them mixed up all the time. They don't understand.
First world problem there, lads.
I know.
Francis, tell us about how you got into this, because I read something recently about the Fred Astaire suit. I think it's a great story.
Oh, the Fred Astaire suit. Yeah, well, that was a tailie coat, you know, like the tails that the lovely kind of...
Like Strictly Come Dancing. Like coattails, yeah.
Well, my father had one of those. I think he got it from Louis Copeland, good old Louis, his father, not himself, because it's 101 years ago. It's 1951, actually. Because my dad got married and he bought the jacket as against, like, renting it the way most people would.
Yeah.
And then it was in the wardrobe. I used to wear it and think, oh, very fancy. Wouldn't that be great? Mum and Dad had plans to open a guest house in Sligo in 63, 64. Couldn't get the money from the bank, what was new, and ended up not going. But in the middle time, I thought, oh, I could wear the tailie coat and look very popular and very stylish around the front hall.
And very important.
Absolutely. But I never got there. I never, ever wore a tailie coat in all my life. No.
I wish we'd known this in advance. We could have had one for you today.
Could have arranged it.
There you are now.
And would you go in about, I mean, would you stay in hotels often when you're not filming?
Oh, well, when I'm not filming.
When you're not filming.
If I'm on the road, of course, I have to stay in a hotel.
Would it kind of put the fear of God in people in the city walking in the door?
There's a bit of a fuss, and I don't like that. And they give you a suite, so when you drop your pants over there on the sofa.
Excuse me,
when you're going to bed, when you're undressing, I'll rephrase it.
That is your own business.
When you're undressing, your trousers are too far away from you. Because they're a mile down the room, because they give you a suite. I much prefer a compact room where everything is close by.
You could also just take your trousers off beside the bed.
Now, Nikki, you must know this too when you go to LA places.
Yeah, but you just get changed right beside the bed. You don't have to get changed out of the wardrobe.
I know, but you know the way the room is, it's a big room, everything is so far away from you then.
Do you judge the quality of hotels by their bathrooms? You walk in, if the bathroom is clean and new and fresh,
well,
it's a good sign.
Yeah, it is a good sign. But generally, the hotels that we will be moving in, because we're on business and running and racing, they're always like modern, new day hotels. But I mean, there are gorgeous country house hotels in Ireland with gorgeous bathrooms, like Castle Leslie or Moy House. These have really like spectacular old-fashioned bathrooms, the real thing, which I think is nice to preserve.
What do you think of the real modern hotels? Like, is it Inchrager? What's that?
Inchrager.
That type of stuff, like in London, the way you have.
Well, you see, a city can take that, but now where would you be going with that in Kenmare? You know, and then the curtains don't open when you press the button and the engineer's in Belfast. So, no.
See, now I love super modern. People are like, this is real character.
No, but
like,
Jenny, can I just tell you?
Yeah.
I've been in some hotels, right? Yeah. I can't remember names and I wouldn't even if I remembered. And you can't turn off the lights.
No.
And you can't even find the lights.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you ring down and you go, I'm sorry, sir, but there's no light switch. And you're like, okay, so how do we do this? Well, it's almost like you gotta go,
Nikki, I have a bet.
And they start going off as you go.
I have a better one. In a hotel not 100 miles from here one night, right? No heat, okay? Because it was just
freezing.
It's
very near here, isn't it? Is it that way?
No, no. We won't say where. We reported it going to dinner. We came back. No heat. It was freezing. It was November, okay? And the girl at reception told me that she was terribly sorry because the duty manager didn't know the code and where they get it in Germany is closed. It was a Sunday night. That's true. So we froze.
That sounds like the air conditioning in this room, which apparently is controlled by a little man in the hood in the car park so far.
Right, and he
God
moves.
Forbid we could actually turn it on ourselves. Yeah.
Well, that was the same. The heat code was in Germany, Sunday night, and you just froze.
You could have done with the coattails then to wrap
and
up.
I tell you, wouldn't that have been great? Down the back of my legs and everything would have been great.
Do you know what we're going to do, Francis? We're going to take a song, but we've got some questions coming in for you, so keep them coming. 51552, and you can tweet us at MBShow2FM.
Here's Robin Schulz and 2FM.
Francis, I stay in some awful hotels, and I also, by the way, stay in some lovely ones. When I'm DJing, you said you don't still DJ, do you? That's awful. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, well, I do.
Why?
You know, it's just a small little thing and you're running around the country in the middle of the night playing records for Yahoos that are half drunk.
You should give her a gig.
Work,
Francis.
It's
give her a gig in the park. She'll ram the function room in the park, I'm telling you.
Oh, come here. We had the Rolling Stones do a gig in the park one
night. Haven't had Jenny Green yet, though.
No, but the Rolling Stones.
Couldn't afford
them. Didn't want them. That was the problem.
Now, if I did do that, I hope I get a good room, would I? With air conditioning.
Oh, absolutely. No air conditioning. Just open the windows. Kerry.
Open the windows. Sorry.
Stop. We have a question in here for you, Francis. It says, why do hotels ask if you're staying for business or leisure? Do you get better services, etc., if you put business?
No, because they might have rooms with fax machines or rooms that have better Wi-Fi if they're away from this. So they would generally put the working person into a room that would be offer a little bit better service or something. Or maybe two phones with a phone line where you can swap phone lines, things like that. That might be the reason why.
Okay.
What's a good way actually to try and wangle an upgrade to a fancy room if you're checking in on the name
Mr. Upgrade.
Just when you're checking in, just say,
can I have an upgrade?
Are you the one?
No, that's true, because they generally, if they're not busy, she'll say, I'll give you an upgrade, because that would be good customer service if they have the availability. Because the next time you come, you say, I got an upgrade there before, we'll book that one, you see. But it's always better just at the time. Don't start badgering us beforehand. That drives them mad.
In advance,
you won't get the upgrade.
So just sidle up to the counter and go, hi.
Hi, I'm checking in, Any old chance of an upgrade? No, but they don't mind, Jenny. They don't mind.
Okay.
Francis, is it another text? Nikki and Jenny, Orla Walsh here from Athlone on her way to Tracy West County Hotel in Ennis, one of the hotels Francis Brennan was on TV with. Can you ask if you're better to go early and generally get a better room the earlier you check in?
Not in. Wait to see how I just got that. No, because we allocate in Kenmare now. We allocate rooms. So in the morning, I know you're going to 118. You're going to 207. I know that because maybe ask for a double bed. We would only have four posters with a double bed. You can't put two.
Westlife posters,
absolutely.
You'd have a double bed with a four-poster?
No, like a four-poster bed in the room. And we have seven of those. So you wouldn't be putting two fellas in there. Oh, mind you, I did the other night. But
excuse me, we don't discriminate on this show. Yeah. Quality, all right?
No, and I never said a word, and the lads were delighted. They left the next morning as happy as Larry. So that's fine. But so we would have to allocate, because we wouldn't have two beds in every room.
Right. Okay.
So we would allocate. So if checking in early, I don't believe checking in early would give you any, but if you check in early, you have the option to say, hey, have you got a sea view available?
Yeah.
Because maybe they look out on the bay or something like that. Now, they don't in the West County, I know it.
Right. Now, tell me, what's this rumour about Hollywood for you?
Ah, yeah. Rumour. Now, listen. Do you know, media would drive you bloody, can't use bad language, would drive you mad. You're allowed to use bad, you probably are on it. On 2FM.
We're not live.
You can't, Norton.
You say whatever you want.
Of course we're live.
So what's happening?
No, listen now.
Don't leave us.
Listen up now, okay? First of all, I did, I met when I was in LA last year, Pat Quinn. She's an agent out there, and she's done work with, she brought the genealogy show, the Irish genealogy show, out to PBS television.
Oh, okay, right.
So she has an in, and she's very well respected and all this. So I met her, okay? And then she sent back word for me to do a reel, to send out, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So the other day I was doing the reel, and I mentioned that morning that I was doing a reel, and next minute it's all over the papers, and now my mother's saying, are you going to LA? And she's 93, terrified I'm leaving the country, all right? And I'm not leaving the country. We have sent a reel to LA. It might happen. And if it happens, we'll deal with it. If it doesn't happen, do you think I care? Not.
Well, we care. I don't want you to go. I'd be very upset.
Well, I'll confer with you.
I'll probably be doing some awful gigs somewhere when you ring.
You might get 2% in the middle, and it might be well worth your while consulting.
Go with you. I think if he takes off in America, like the way Simon Cowell took off 10 years ago, whatever it was, you can hang on to his coattails that his dad. You still have that coat, coattails? Yeah. Hang on to those coattails. Sorry, and you ride that wave, Jenny.
I know I'm a bit paranoid, but I feel like someone's trying to get rid of me.
Not at all.
Oh, no.
Not at all. We can do the show live from LA.
Jenny, we're conferring, just tell them. Okay. That covers everything,
Exactly.
One of the questions in there, and I'm eager to know what this is. Francis, what is the strangest thing left behind in a hotel room that you may have found, or that you have found?
22 beautifully ironed t-shirts. 22.
That's a very specific number.
Yeah, but I counted them because I thought, how could you forget all of them, right? We had a man last week that checked in at 1:15 at night. Okay, listen to this.
Yeah.
Left his suitcase in the Hayfield Manor in Cork. Drove back the next morning at 6:00. I was coming in at 7:20 to work, and I met him. He was just back from Cork with the suitcase. They had a spa appointment. They did all that in the morning, and they left the hotel at 2:00. When housekeeping goes to do their room, all their clothes hung up in the wardrobe, left behind again. Where would you be going with that fella, all right?
I'd kill him.
But imagine, why would you hang up all your clothes when you only brought the suitcase into the hotel at 6:30 in the morning and you're leaving at 12 or 2, whatever time he left around 2 o'clock?
That is unbelievable.
Many moons ago, in the very early Westside days, we were on a tour of Asia, and I remember we had to check out, we were all late, and Brian rang a couple of us and said, I need help packing the case. So we all went to the Brian's room, literally sitting on the case trying to get this case. Eventually, got the case closed.
Yeah.
And breathe a sigh of relief, go, right, let's go out the door. And then we opened his wardrobe and he still had about 25 things hanging up. I was like, jeez, how are we going to get these in?
Had the suitcase packed.
Yeah, it was all done.
He should have conferred to my fella.
Is the Hayfield Manor one of yours as well in Cork?
No, not at all. No,
it's a beautiful hotel.
Yeah, nice hotel. Very nice hotel. Yeah.
I've stayed there.
And they're good friends of mine.
Great scones, by the way.
Yeah.
There you go.
It is fabulous. They do lovely afternoon tea there as well. And a great breakfast.
Listen, Hayfield's a proper hotel.
It is. Actually, I have to say, when I do play in Cork, that's where I stay. That is actually very nice.
Where would you love to stay in Ireland? Where hotels do you like? Not necessarily in any order.
Okay, here we go. Marfield House in Gorey, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Gregan's Castle in Clare, beautiful, okay. My house in Clare as well. Then up to, where would you go then? Cashel House out in Connemara, beautiful, all right.
Okay.
And then for the quiet little spot, where would I go? Up to Donegal to Harvey's Point.
Okay. Very nice.
We've got some great hotels in this country, though.
We do great locations.
We have a great standard of hotel.
I know, and they are. And even when you find somewhere lovely, we stayed in Wineport Lodge recently, on the way. That is a fabulous spot.
Because they're members of Blue Book, like ourselves. Yeah.
Sitting there, looking out
right
the water.
On the lake, that's gorgeous.
Before I let you go as well, Francis, you were a judge many moons ago on the Rose of Tralee, weren't you?
I was. I with Margaret Cahill and myself, we were judging for, I did it for 2 years, but boy, is it a lot of work.
Really?
And I was saying the other day to a friend, the Rose of Tralee is not just done on the night. You're with those girls for the week, so you get to know their personality and all the rest. And I picked the girl the other night on
really?
National Radio
really?
Tuesday morning.
Okay.
I did. from the Royal College of Surgeons. Right. I thought she was a very nice girl, and she'd been through a lot, you know, because she'd been ill, and she got on with life and got on with it and went to college and did everything, so she's full of life and a good example for all of us.
Okay, text in here to compliment. Hi guys, we went on holidays to Kerry and it rained all week. We called to Kenmare Park Hotel for lunch one day and it was fabulous. Service was brilliant, food was great, and staff couldn't have been more helpful. Fair play.
Thank you
from
much.
Fiona and Meath. P.S. Can she have a free estate? No, she didn't say that. Yeah.
Now, I know the new series about your service you're filming at the moment.
Yes, we've about 5 or 6 days left.
Okay, yeah. And then when can we see it on our screens?
That'll be coming out. Well, if RTE do it as normal, it will be January and February.
As they will, because I'll be over kicking up a fuss.
Good girl. You and I will confer on that if they
we
don't.
We will. We'll confer.
Excellent. Francis, it's great to chat to you.
Great, Sunday.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Francis,
great
to meet you.
Thank you.